On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, it's really tough sometimes to look for the good in life, especially when it feels like everything is going wrong or the whole world is falling apart. But looking for the good in life does amazing things for your mental health and your well-being. But it's important not to cross the line into toxic positivity. Here's a quick and easy way to look for the good every single day without becoming a toxically positive person. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. So this past week and last week too, I did something really cool. I filled my calendar with one-on-one meetings with a bunch of the Mentally Stronger listeners who subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. And it was the first time I got to know who's really listening to this show. I feel like I'm speaking into the microphone without knowing who you guys are. It's been 3 years now, if you count my old podcast too, that I've been talking to people and just to my guests without knowing who are the listeners. And when I was thinking about what the bonus gift was going to be for the month of March, I thought I will gift my subscribers with a 15-minute Zoom meeting if anybody wants to show up. I had no idea. But I'm so glad that I did. It was probably one of the best decisions I've made with the podcast in a long time. And I met so many of you from around the globe, and some of you shared your stories. And some of you asked questions, and a whole bunch of you gave me ideas for the podcast, but I had a lot of fun, and I definitely want to do it again sometime. So if you're interested in taking part, sign up for Mentally Stronger Premium. Every week, my subscribers get bonus episodes where I answer whatever you want about mental strength. Every month, I offer what I think is a cool bonus. In January, my listeners got a signed copy of my book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do. The February bonus was a mental strength cheat sheet. And then the March bonus is a one-on-one call with me. And I promise you, I've got lots more cool things coming up this year for subscribers. So if you haven't yet subscribed and you want to, now's the time. Just click on the link in the show notes or go to mentallystronger.supercast.com to sign up. Today, I'm talking about how to look for the good in life without crossing the line into what's known as toxic positivity. It's tough to look for the good things around you, though, for a bunch of reasons. Sometimes it feels like there just isn't anything good about life, right? When you're battling a mental health issue, or you're just going through a really hard time in your life, you're much more likely to notice that everything is going wrong, or to feel like the whole world is filled with doom and gloom. Of course, the media doesn't help this either. Media outlets rarely report on positive things. Instead, they tell you about the worst tragedies, the wars, crimes, the list could go on and on. But watching the news can quickly cause your brain to believe that rare diseases are common and you're about to become the victim of a crime at any second. And scrolling through social media doesn't help either. We know that it only takes a few minutes on social media to feel like everybody has a better life than you do. And it makes it tougher to look for the good in life. On top of all that, your brain is hardwired to look for the negative. It actually wants to keep you safe. So it's on the constant lookout for anything bad that could happen. And it keeps you in a state of alert sometimes because it wants to warn you of danger or that there's a risk. But it's important to look for the good in life because it impacts your mental health. When you aren't looking for the good, here's what happens. You start thinking about all the negative things going on, and then you feel bad. And then because you feel bad, you're less likely to take positive action, which then causes you to think more about the negative. It's a vicious cycle that's tough to break. And it can start to affect every area of your life, including your relationships. If you walk through the door every day complaining about everything that went wrong, your family's not going to be all that excited to see you. But sometimes we think that complaining or venting is a good thing, but it actually keeps us stuck and forces us to keep dwelling on the negative. So looking for the good in the world, whether that means recognizing something good that happened to you earlier in the day, even though maybe it was a rough day overall, or it means that you're looking for some good things going on in life, even when you're stressed out, that has huge benefits for your emotional and your physical well-being. Research shows that forcing yourself sometimes to proactively look for the good in life can do the following things. Lowers your rates and your risk of mental illness like depression. Decreases your emotional distress and your physical pain. Provides incredible resistance to illnesses because your immune system gets better. It reduces your risk of death from cancer, infection, respiratory conditions, heart disease, and strokes. And it can increase your lifespan, meaning that you'll live longer. Now, there are lots of things you can do to look for the good. And in a second, I'm going to share a simple way to incorporate it into your day so that it just becomes a habit. Here's how it works. Hopefully, you brush your teeth in the morning and then again at night. While you're brushing your teeth, think about something good that happened in the past, something good in the present, and something good that you're looking forward to. So when you wake up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth, you might think, I'm grateful that I got to go on that vacation last year to that amazing place. That's something in the past. Something in the present might be, the good thing about today is I'm wearing a red shirt. And when I wear the red shirt, I feel good. And in the future, you might be thinking, I'm looking forward to lunch with my favorite friend at the office. And then at the end of the day, you're brushing your teeth again. You think about something good in the past, the present, and the future, all over again. So now you might be thinking about that meeting at work today that went better than you expected. That's the past. The one in the present might be, well, I have a nice, comfortable bed I'm about to sleep in. And then the thing you're looking forward to in the future might be, you plan to go golfing on Sunday. Doing that simple exercise can help you proactively start looking for the good in life. And the reason you pair it with brushing your teeth is because you're adding a new habit to an existing habit. Hopefully, brushing your teeth twice a day is second nature. You don't need to remind yourself to do it. And then when you add this new habit, looking for the good in the past, present, and future alongside it, it turns that into a habit too. So you might have heard of this strategy before. It's usually called habit stacking, where you pair an existing habit with a new habit to make the new habit more like second nature too. So you don't necessarily have to pair it with brushing your teeth. Maybe you pair it with eating breakfast and eating dinner, or you pair it with your commute to work and your commute home from work. When you start doing that regularly, you train your brain to look for the good in life, which helps you feel better even when things around you are really rough. Now, in a second, I'm going to share how to do this, though, without becoming a toxically positive person. Before I do that, let's pause for a second, and I'm going to share some offers from our sponsors. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, we're back. Looking for the good isn't the same as being toxically positive, though. Toxic positivity involves minimizing your pain in an unhealthy way. If you insist, well, I'm really not that sad I lost a job because something better is probably going to come along, Or you tell yourself that that breakup you went through is okay because it just wasn't meant to be. You're denying that you feel upset, or you're just pretending to be happy. You likely know how awful that feels when somebody else does that to you. Like, maybe you're actually really sad about a breakup and somebody else says, well, obviously they weren't right for you. You'll find the right person. In that moment, those words don't feel very good, right? But if we're honest, we all use some toxic positivity on ourselves sometimes. It might be about trying to hide our feelings from other people. Like, you get turned down for a job that you really wanted, but you tell people, oh, it's no big deal. I'm sure I'll find a better job next week, something like that, even though you feel really bad about it. And sometimes it's just to try to minimize our own pain. We tell ourselves, oh, you shouldn't feel so sad, or it's not that bad. But it's important to acknowledge that, yeah, you can feel bad and good at the same time. You can still acknowledge that things are bad while you also look for the good. So it's okay to be sad if you lose your job, and it's okay to be upset if you get a flat tire or you miss out on something fun. And it's healthy to be anxious about a relationship that seems uncertain. A healthy dose of looking for the good won't involve trying to ignore those feelings or shame yourself for feeling bad. Instead, you do both at the same time. So you might say, you know, I'm sad that I'm leaving some things behind because I'm moving to a new city. I like my job and I like my friends, but I'm looking forward to meeting new people or this next phase of my life. Remember, you can always feel two emotions at the same time, even when they feel conflicting. You can be both happy and sad, or excited and anxious. So looking for the good shouldn't be about canceling out those uncomfortable emotions. It might simply be adding something to the way that you already feel. So as you look for the good, focus on something good from the past, the present, and the future. Acknowledge that, yes, maybe there's difficult things or you had a bad day. That's life. It's going to be full of ups and downs. And sometimes those ups and downs feel like they're at the same time. So the goal isn't to pretend there aren't any downs. Just acknowledge that there are also some ups, even in the middle of what feels like a really dark time. Keep in mind, too, that you can share the good things with other people. You don't just have to bond with people by commiserating over how stressful your job is. Talking about positive things to other people doesn't just boost your mood, but it boosts theirs, too. And be on the lookout for conversation habits that cause other people or you to just dwell on the negative. Like if you only walk through the door and complain about your boss instead of talking about the good thing that happened today. Or your kids only tell you about the bad stuff at school and refuse to tell you about the good. You can always start a conversation by sharing the highlight of your day or by asking somebody else, what was the best part of your day? Remember that purposely going after the good can put you in a better frame of mind, which is healthy for you in so many ways. Just make sure that you don't cross the line into toxic positivity. Thanks for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from hearing this message, share the show with them. Simply sharing a link to this episode could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And if you like the show, please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. It's one of the best ways to help us get our show in front of other people. And don't forget, if you want more mental strength building strategies, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who says he likes to be toxically positive, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.